Welcome to Inspiration Point Podcast. My name's Barry. Are you struggling with depression due to social media? Or is it more likely you're a parent or a caretaker of a young person who's having that struggle? I do know the feeling of dealing with depression and some of the stuff that related, because I've gone through that, and I'd like to share some strategies that will be of help. You don't need to be a victim of depression. First, it would help to know, well, I think there's a lot of good head knowledge about depression, but I do know this. I want to jump right in because, the reason I'm hesitating, folks, is this, and I'll probably have to edit this video later. The reason I'm hesitating is because I want to dive in and share some ideas. And part of me want to be Mr. Analytical, and it's not necessary. I think most of us realize that depression has some very clear symptom, a feeling of isolation and like, oh, nobody's interested or cares. It has other symptoms where we're plagued with a negative view of ourselves and the world around us. Like, oh, everything's hopeless. I've gone through all that stuff. And then some. Fear of rejection. All these things are under the umbrella of depression. And the reason I hesitate wanting to go in, because I don't want to inundate the parents or the person wanting to care, because frankly, you want answers. Not, okay, I heard this 1,000 times before from clinical professional. Okay, let's get into some solution, answers to the problem and the challenges of that. And I'm going to break it down a little bit too, since not all strategies are the same. First, with social isolation, that's something I've had to deal with for a long time and long before social media. It was the feeling of isolation because I didn't have the ability to get out unless I lived in a major city. Thankfully, I did get to live there. But even then, I felt alone in a lot of the things going on. And at the time, around 2000, a massive multiplayer online game provided a community that I could safely disappear to, because I figured, oh, nobody's going to see me as I am. Nobody's going to know. I could just pretend to be a big warrior and kick butt. And nobody would know that I had glasses, hearing aid, poke fun. I could be accepted. And they didn't see the real me. It felt safe. And that's kind of what a lot of the online gaming environments provide. But the problem is, it creates a false facade. Now, I'm not knocking online game. Okay, let's get that straight. You're talking to a guy who was a gamer, who enjoyed the gaming environment, loved some of the game, a couple of gaming channels, mainly one nowadays, and that. And yes, I know there are some problems, okay? But, so I don't have anything evil to say, but I do have good. But I want to give some word of encouragement. I should have included YouTubers and that in the tags, because we have, as YouTubers, we have all kinds of people with different needs coming to our channel. And especially in that, because you have young people who are like, they need something and they're looking to the environment or the game to answer that need. So if you are somebody, or perhaps you're a frequent visitors, keep your eyes open for some of these people who may be hurting. And don't be afraid to give words of encouragement. Yes, I know, we're not taught to be, we're not in the business of giving clinical diagnosis and all that. No, but they do need to hear words. They do need the encouragement and need to be aware that, oh, now what do some people hurt? What words to say and encourage them to maybe, like one guy I enjoy, basically the only one in the gaming environment these days, so to encourage young people, because that's what he was getting, to, hey, don't be afraid to go outside and get some fresh air. Don't be afraid to go for a walk, socialize. And he's right. He was encouraging people to break out of the feeling of social isolation. Because as nice it is to see some fanciful avatar of somebody putting out an act, it's not the same as actually talking to a fellow human being. Mm-hmm. And yet, there's a lot of people with disability and challenges who are. Don't be afraid of it. We're not walking around with two heads going, whoa! I kind of wish I had this available then. Then I could have a little fun, more fun. Don't be afraid to reach out. In fact, there's another way to reach out. It's all, yes, I know. For all the knock that this puppy gives, it also has the power to reach out to people. All you got to do is call them and say hello and just have a conversation with them, a real conversation. Get to know the person. Those are the ways, those are only some of the ways to break out of the feeling of social isolation. You're not alone. And that's the point. Parents, don't be afraid to talk with their kids. Your kids about this, or the young person you're caring for, because they need to be encouraged on how to get out, or if they happen to be. Because human interaction is very important for all of us, and it does help. It also breaks down some of the barriers that sometimes confront us. Social isolation wasn't helping me. But if I interacting, maybe in an environment like at church, and where people get to know me and say, oh, I don't have to be afraid of this guy. Oh, he's not going to go, wah! On me. I'm having fun because I've had people feel a little uncomfortable with people with disabilities. So I'm going to have some fun with it. Hey, who said this kind of chat, this kind of stream has to be boring? So that's one, and I want to encourage you that. That's tip strategy one. Two, I read the report, the psychology report that explained that another part of the problem is the trap of comparison. More precisely, and I was a little confused that the article was specifically, the study was specifically targeting young girl with that. So I read a little more detail. Now I get it. I'm not worried about how people look at me, though in a way I was, but not like young, like girls are, like women do, especially young girls. And the trap is usually on Instagram, the constant feed of people with, ooh, looking great. Parents, do not be afraid to encourage your kid and to help them to know that what they're looking at more than likely is a fake. Okay? There's a reason you hear millennials and older talk about authenticity. Not looking like, oh, you're all together. The reason they do that is because they're trying to help people know how to break out of this need of comparing, like, oh, everybody else has some fantastic life. No, no. In fact, I'm somebody who, while I didn't have the comparison problem, I do get it. I'm somebody who is actually on the low end of the income spectrum, I was not given opportunity to have a job, even a good blue-collar job, and that because of my challenges. But thanks to social media, ironically, YouTube, and wait, keep listening. I got a surprise for you a little later, some unexpected help. And guess what? This is giving me a sense, but I also understand that I have to live outside, and I'm going to encourage you to not worry about that. And yet, it's easy for me. I'm a guy. But I also had to deal with people who judge my appearance because of how I look. And believe me, I didn't exactly get kind words sometimes. And it's also easy for me to say, your problem. But, But I also had a choice. And that's going to lead to the next problem with the causes of social of depression and anxiety. It's worrying when we take in the words too personally. I actually was listening to Ecclesiastes 11, I think it was. It's right in that vicinity. Take care not to worry about every word. Do not take to heart every word spoken, lest you, become paranoid and worry about what your neighbor and everybody else is. Don't worry about it. People are going to have comments. And sometimes, yes, what's that saying? I often hear some young people say, haters are going to hate. They're going to open their mouth and say whatever. They don't care. And it's possible they just do it for sports, or maybe they're the one with the problem. All right, just walking by. Walking by. Yes, I'm poking fun. Hope you laugh at that one. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, well. That's one. Don't. People are going to have opinions no matter what you or I do. I'm in a niche where I was straddled with anxiety about the heresy hunters. These are the nitpickers. In the Star Trek community, we would call them nitpickers. They come in and tear apart every aspect of what you say and what you think. And they try to spot everything that's wrong. And you feel like crap. That's what these heresy hunters are doing. They're like the nitpicking trekkers. Except you don't realize what they are. They're the religious crowd. They're the ones who rip apart everything. Is this lineup? This is not. And it's very easy to feel miserable. Like, I had to deal with that. And guess what? I had to learn that they may come someday in the future. Whoop-de-doo. I'm not perfect, and I never claimed it. And yet, I have to answer to one person, God the Father, through his son Jesus. That's it. So I am not. Yet, I'm glad that my church, I actually told my church leaders, if some of them ever tried to listen, please let me know if something's up. Because they do have a right to speak into the shepherd over my soul. They are. So I have a right for it. I've had welcome certain people who I know I can trust. Those are the people who get to. But the passing stranger doesn't. So yes. And I want to encourage you not to worry about what people who you run into. Because part of the problem is the the illusion, and it is an illusion, of anonymity. Oh, I'm free to say whatever I want. No, that people are fools because they can get tracked down and they don't know it. Do not be afraid of what they have to say. Yes, they can be hurtful, and some of them probably deserve a foot up their rear. Okay, I'm going to get real. Yes. I even had that one time. I had somebody give me the R word. That's the pope that would be targeted at someone like me because of how I look. One person, I said, oh, bless you, child. I do hope that person was in his 30s. Yes. Did you see why I would say that? Telling a 30-year-old, bless you, child, because he's acting like a child. Another person, I just simply said, well, hey, the reason I look this way is because the doctor was trying to save my life. Have fun. I think you get the idea what I'm doing. I'm having a little bit of fun, not worrying about what others say. I'm going to encourage you that. And parents, I know it sounds like it's great, but because my audience are 45 and up, 55 and older, I need your help. I need your help. It's a reality. I wish I said this at the beginning, but it's true because I don't seem to be reaching them, but you can encourage them, maybe to share the video with them. They'll grab what they think is relevant and what is useful to them. Great. What I want is for it to be a value and help to them. That's why it'd be great if you like this video and share it. Oh, finally, I get to say that. Now, there is a platform that actually I found an article that really surprised me the most. You see, okay. If you're on YouTube and ever see this stream, hold on. All right. If you go to this this website, you'll find an interesting article. Apparently, not all social media platforms are bad news. There's one that's actually a surprise source of help. You'll never guess. It's YouTube. Why? Because the algorithm that controls the videos that we watch, it designs for you. In fact, this leads up to the next point I want to encourage you in breaking off this feeling of depression, fighting this depression. Well, at least with YouTube and hopefully Rumble! I said I was gonna have fun. Have algorithm that tells YouTube, hey, the algorithm tells YouTube, hey, take this video on this topic to this user. That's what it is. When I like a video from, let's say, Dutch Sheets, and the algorithm thinks, oh, he wants more video from this guy. Okay, great. The guys on YouTube higher up don't have to like Dutch. They don't care, actually. They don't have to like them. It doesn't matter. The algorithm is going to obey what I tell it, what you tell YouTube, the algorithm, to do, not them. That's how they designed it in the first place, to serve you. Yeah, you have the power to choose That's one. And I'm going to tell you another part, because I know the report I read didn't mention it, and that's the issue of porn. I realize that's an issue. Guess what? The algorithm on YouTube, yes, unfortunately, sometimes some not so good things show up. I've had that happen once. Here's what I did. It was at a gaming channel. I happened to, the guy I was enjoying was playing a game that was PG-13, kind of like a post-apocalyptic and all that. The game was fine. The video was fine. Reasonably family friendly, great. I hit the like button and said, basically tell the algorithm, yeah, I like what this guy. Go share this video with that person, with more people. Okay. Next thing I know, I get a couple of videos that were based on mods. Those are special programs that act as add-on to the main game. Thankfully, they gave a clear title that told me and a snapshot, a thumbnail that told me exactly what there was. Oh, it was not what I wanted. The algorithm thought, because I said yes to liking that video, was it based on this game? I might like this, not knowing that I was going to draw a line. Thankfully, the people up on YouTube have a little more of a brain than we sometimes like to give them credit for. Yes, shocking, I know, shocking. If you hit the three dot, click on that or touch it on a tablet or phone, you have the ability to tell the app or on the desktop, hey, I am not interested in this particular content, or please do not show me that channel. Two different things. One's a little, I guess, the topic, the other is channel specific. Great. And guess what? That took care of it. But I had to take one extra step. I left a comment on that guy who I enjoy. I told him, hey, I would love to hit the like button on your video. Unfortunately, there's a problem. I let him know politely what it was. He didn't know. So that's the problem. But I was given the power to do something about it. And guess what? I never got caught up with the garbage, the dark side of that thing. Yes, God gave me the wisdom to know what to do. And you don't have to be. You can choose what you do. That's why I said, hope you like this video. Hope this is a quality and help to you. That's the next part is one that I know is very popular, and it might actually be a good idea. If you're doing something like this, yes, what I'm doing, yeah, taking a quote-unquote social media fast might be a little harder to do. But if you're not doing something like what I'm doing, then yeah, it might be a good idea to take a 21-day social media fast. Just break away from it for a while. And this will probably help your teen, your kids, get away from it for a while. Just not. And here's another tip I almost forgot to mention that was mentioned in the report. They said to turn off your notification. Unfortunately, these guys don't do that. We have to. Go into the setting, notification, and you can, in your phone, and you can tell it to turn it off. And some app, you can limit it. Like, certain thing, because of my vision, I do on the desktop because of the size. But the other thing, I guess for other people, I would say, do you need to have Facebook on your phone? If you don't need it, don't. Leave it for the desktop. Pick and choose what's actually needed. And you'll perhaps cut down on that. There are a lot of great strategies. But I want to encourage, get this stuff out to be help, something of help with others who may be struggling and wanting to help and may not know. Do it. But I do want to give you this caution. Let's not leave it to the good old boys in Washington to do it. Okay? Not by themselves. Yes, there are a lot of things. There are some things, but we can do some things too. That's why I'm taking the initiative to do this, to encourage parents, to encourage people who have to look after young ones and to talk with them. Talk with the kids, your kids about what they're watching. Spend some time and develop a relationship so that they know what. Wow, I can actually talk with them. Listen. Yeah, and get involved, all right? And it's good. And talk with them, share with them that, okay, hey, now what? This is what I'm concerned about. And yes, think about age appropriate, what is and what's not, and use a little bit of common sense. You know your kids better than I do. Yeah. All right. I think I've taken this about as far as I can, because, hold on. Oh, that's interesting. I thought this was going to, okay. So I thought I was looking to see if this was streaming to all three. I'll find out later. All right, well, hey, I want to thank you for your time. Hope you have a blessed day and see you when I see you.